Okay, let's just dive right in. Welcome to the deep dive. And if you're listening to this today, happy Boxing Day. Hopefully you're getting some, downtime. But we have an absolutely massive stack of tech intel that just landed this morning. And look, it really demands immediate attention. We're talking server meltdowns from a free game. We're talking leaks that should, well, they should instantly stop you from buying a new graphics card today, and two revolutionary AI tools that are going to fundamentally change how you code and how you create video.
Exactly. This isn't just a rundown of today's deals. This source material, it's a strategic challenge for you. We have these time-sensitive action items, things that have a hard deadline that runs out today. And then we've got critical long-term intelligence that you need to be thinking about for your 2026 planning.
So our mission is to distill that down. We're covering the chaos around the Cyberpunk 2077 giveaway, analyzing why you should or absolutely should not buy a high-end GPU right now. And then we're diving into two AI platforms that are already changing the game. It's a fast one, so let's hit those urgent deadlines first. Okay, we have to start with the biggest story from last night. The great Cyberpunk 2077 catastrophe. Epic Games offered the Ultimate Edition, which includes the Phantom Liberty expansion, for free. And the public's response was
instant digital pandemonium. I mean, by 7 p.m. Eastern last night, the moment it was confirmed, millions of people just descended on the Epic Games launcher. It was just like the GTAV crash back in 2020. But this felt, I don't know, it felt amplified. People were waiting for this one.
Oh, yeah.
It was about 500 errors, system timeouts.
Yeah.
It was a complete and total fail whale situation for hours.
I saw the screenshots flying around. It was like a shared global experience of just digital frustration. So for anyone who tried and gave up, what's the situation now?
Current status is stable. Green light. Epic's engineers confirmed that services have fully stabilized as of 5:00 a.m. Eastern this morning. The queues are gone. Everything is responsive. So if you just threw your hands up last night, your window is open again.
And this is where we need to be crystal clear, because the clock is running. What is the deadline?
This is the critical must-do action item for today. Unlike their usual weekly freebies, this is on a strictly enforced 24-hour timer.
24 hours.
You have to claim it before 7:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. That's 19:30 EST. That is the hard stop.
So if you're listening to this in the car or something,
don't wait. Do not wait until you get home. Grab your phone, log into Epic on a browser, and claim it.
Yeah.
Right now, if you miss that time, it just reverts to the full $60 price.
Claim that copy immediately. Okay. Speaking of immediate value, the second urgent action item is for our builders, our developers. The Lovable Pro AI shortcut.
Right. Lovable is, well, it's arguably one of the hottest text-to-software platforms out there right now. And to be clear, a lot of tools can generate code snippets, you know.
Yeah.
But Lovable actually lets you build full-stack applications.
The whole thing. Front-end, back-end, database.
The whole thing, just by chatting with it. And the Pro plan, which you need for any real work, is usually $25 a month.
And we have secured and verified a working method to get 2 months of that, completely free, a $50 value. It's perfect if you want to build out a portfolio project in the new year without, you know, touching your wallet.
Yeah, and this is an active promo code. It does have a usage limit, so you need to act fast and follow these steps precisely.
Okay, let's make it super actionable. Walk us through it.
Step one, go to lovable.dev, create your account. Step two, go to the pricing section and make sure you select the PRO plan. The code won't work on the basic tier.
And the code itself.
In the final checkout window, you enter this exactly, NXT Play Love 25. You'll see the total immediately drop to zero. That code covers the first month and the second month.
Now, a quick point on this. Lovable, like most of these SaaS platforms, it requires a valid credit card to activate, mostly to stop bots.
Yes. And our pro tip here, if you're worried about forgetting to cancel, is to use a virtual card.
Ah, good call.
Most banks offer them now. Just set the balance limit to like $1. This guarantees that if you do forget to cancel in 2 months, there's absolutely no way for an accidental charge to go through. It's just peace of mind.
Perfect. Okay, with those action items claimed, we can move into more strategic territory. The hardware dilemma. It's Boxing Day, right? A day for discounts on high-end parts. You might be staring at a great deal on an RTX 4090.
This is where the intelligence overrides the deal. We have massive, and I mean highly reliable, leaks about NVIDIA's next-gen Blackwell flagship, the RTX 5090. And these leaks, from sources like Kupita 7 Kimi, are dropping just weeks before the expected reveal at CES 2026.
Which totally changes the math on buying high-end today.
It changes everything.
The new card is rumored to be a complete performance overhaul. For someone planning a high-end build, what are the key rumored specs that really matter?
Okay, the specs suggest NVIDIA is finally solving some major bottlenecks. First up is memory. We're looking at a jump to 32 gigs of GDDR7 memory.
And GDDR7 is a massive leap over the current GDDR6X.
Huge. We're talking significantly higher bandwidth, which is crucial for training AI models and for true 8K gaming.
Right, but the bigger fix seems to be the bus width, that data highway inside the card. Why is the rumored increase to a 512-bit bus so important?
It's critical. The bus width is exactly that. It's how wide the road is for data to travel between the GPU and the memory. A lot of current high-end cards can generate the raw frames, you know, the rasterization, but they start to choke when they need to feed these massive high-res textures, especially at 4K or 8K.
A bottleneck.
A huge bottleneck. By increasing the bus to 512-bit, the GPU has a much wider highway. It can move texture data faster, and that bottleneck just, it goes away.
So if you put that all together, the faster memory, the wider bus.
Yeah.
What does that actually deliver in raw power?
The early whispers are just staggering.
Yeah.
We're hearing a 40 to 50% increase in pure rasterization over the 4090.
40 to 50, wow.
But here's where it gets really crazy. In advanced lighting, like path tracing, the next generation of ray tracing, benchmarks suggest potentially double the performance.
Double.
Double. Because of those memory and bus improvements.
Okay, that analysis leads to one single decisive verdict. Should you buy a new GPU today or wait?
The verdict is clear, and it's all financially driven. If you were planning to spend, say, $1,500 or more on a high-end card, you do not buy today, full stop.
Don't do it.
Don't. The 5090 announcement is just weeks away. That announcement will instantly force retailers to slash the price of the existing 4090s to clear out their stock. Buying a 4090 at its current price is almost guaranteed to feel like a huge financial mistake in January. Just wait.
Hold off on the flagships. Okay, what about everyone else? The mid-range buyers.
For the mid-range buyer, it's a green light. Go for it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll buy mid-range today. The next-gen mid-range cards, the 5060, the 5070s, they aren't expected until mid-2026 at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
So any genuinely good Boxing Day deal you find on, say, an RTX 4060 Ti or an RX 7800 XT is a safe, solid purchase.
Excellent clarity. So let's quickly hit the other smart buys that were identified for today's sales.
Two categories really stand out. First, Gen 4 NVMe SSDs. Prices have truly bottomed out. We're seeing 30 to 40% off on a lot of them.
And if you just unboxed a PS5, this is key.
It is absolutely essential. You must look for the fast drives, like the Samsung 990 Pro or the WD Black SN850X. They meet the PS5's very strict speed requirements.
And the other category where prices are collapsing.
OLED monitors. With CES looming, retailers are in a fused clearance mode to get rid of their 2025 stock.
Mm.
We're seeing historic price lows on high-end OLED panels from brands like Alienware and LG.
So if you've been waiting for that perfect black and instant response time,
today is the day to be watching those sales pages. Absolutely.
Okay. That shifts us perfectly from hardware to these transformative tools. Let's talk about the AI revolution in video. Everyone's obsessed with the big names, but this competitor, Kling AI, just dropped a feature in version 2.6 that redefines video generation, motion control.
It's fascinating because it solves the core frustration of AI video.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you'd prompt a medieval knight walking, and yeah, you'd get the knight.
Yeah.
But the motion, the stride, the tilt of the head, the camera sway, it was completely random. It was a digital slot machine.
Right. But motion control lets you actually direct that movement. How does that work?
It works by analyzing reality. You upload a reference video, say 10 seconds of you doing a dance move. The AI analyzes the timing, the movement, the expression in that real-world footage, and then it applies that exact motion to a completely generated character from your text prompt. It just, it takes the randomness out.
That's democratizing what used to be like Hollywood-level motion capture tech.
That's exactly what it is.
That's massive for creators. So if we want to master this, we need to know the technical limits.
Okay, there are three critical specs for good results. First, you have to match your aspect ratio.
Mean.
If your reference video is a full body shot, your target image must also be full body. If you mix a full body reference with a close-up image, you're going to get weird visual errors.
Match the framing. Got it. What else?
The duration is precise. Your reference video must be between 3 and 30 seconds long. The output will match that duration exactly. And finally, it only supports one character right now. If you have a group, the AI just locks onto the biggest person on screen, and the results for everyone else will be unpredictable.
They also offer two distinct control modes, which seems to add a layer of creative nuance.
It does. The default is character orientation matches video. This is the strict mode. It copies the movement, the expression, and the camera angle.
So if the camera pans left in the original, it pans left in the output.
Exactly. But the second mode is key for advanced users. Character orientation matches image. In this mode, the AI keeps the character's positioning from your image, but only applies the motion from the video.
Ah, so you could apply the motion of someone walking.
But then use text prompts to create your own complex camera moves, like a huge crane shot, totally independent of the reference video.
That's powerful. You're moving from simple generation to actual directorial control. Okay, let's move from video to code. There's a quiet Google launch that tackles a universal developer pain point. Documentation hell.
Ugh. Every developer knows this pain. You find a great open source library on GitHub, you open the repo, and the documentation is either outdated, non-existent, or it's just so poorly structured, you spend hours just trying to find one thing, like the authentication logic. It's overwhelming.
And Google's quiet launch, CodeWiki, how does it solve this?
It's an instant shortcut. You paste the GitHub repository link, and CodeWiki uses its language model, Gemini, to just ingest and analyze the entire code base. So instead of you having to read thousands of files, it generates an interactive dashboard.
So you're not skimming code. You are literally chatting with the code base.
Precisely. This is revolutionary for workflow speed. You can ask it direct questions, things like, where is the authentication logic defined? Or explain how the payment API is integrated.
Or even
write a complete beginner-friendly guide on how to install this locally and run the tests. And CodeWiki just synthesizes the answers in seconds. It's a must bookmark tool for 2026.
We have covered a huge amount of ground today. Deals, hardware advice, the future of AI. Let's give the listener the final three actions they absolutely need to take today.
Okay. One, claim Cyberpunk 2077. Now, that timer ends at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Two, activate your 2 free months of Lovable Pro with the code NXTPlay-LoveV25. And remember the virtual cart tip.
All right.
And three, hold off on any high-end GPU purchase until after CES. You'll catch the 4090 price drops.
If you connect all the dots, what really stands out is just the dizzying speed of these new AI tools, right? How they democratize these really complex skills.
Absolutely. Think about the combined impact. You have Lovable, letting you build full-stack apps just by chatting. You have Kling, democratizing film-grade motion capture that used to cost millions. And CodeWiki, letting developers instantly understand vast code bases. The knowledge you gain today is essential prep for the AI-driven reality that's going to define 2026.
And that rapid increase in capability, it raises a really important question, something for you to mull over.
Yeah. The source notes, they emphasize using Lovable Pro to generate code and deploy apps without touching a single line of syntax. So if AI can now write and deploy code by chat, and it's democratizing Hollywood-level motion capture, what foundational skills, if any, will genuinely distinguish a highly effective beginner from a true professional in the tech world of late 2026?
A perfect, thought-provoking question to end on. Go claim that free game, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.